This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week, a series within a series. We're in a sermon series called Simple Gospel, taken from the Gospel of Luke. And for a few weeks, we're looking specifically at what's called the Sermon on the Mount from chapter 6. This week, talking about the power of words. Words have power. Martin Luther believed that our words had life, that when you spoke words, that each word had a life of its own, almost in a living, breathing sense. And I don't know if I would take it that far in saying that, but words do have power. Some of you will remember from your childhood a dictionary and encyclopedia set known as the Funk and Wagnall Dictionary, the Funk and Wagnall Encyclopedia set. I remember seeing them in libraries years ago. And one of the editors of that encyclopedia and dictionary series was asked to come up with the 10 most expressive words in the English language. That's an interesting thought. What would make your 10? You know, in our culture, and I'm not being facetious at all, we probably would be surprised what people would come up with. Probably a lot of profanity. A lot of blasphemy would be what most people in the United States of America would come up as the 10 most expressive words. But here's their list. The most bitter word, alone. The most tragic word, death. The most revered word, mother. The most beautiful word, love. The most cruel word, revenge. The most peaceful word, tranquil. The saddest word, forgotten. The warmest word, friendship. The coldest word, no. And the most comforting word, faith. The most comforting word, faith. If you don't believe words have power, I want to give you two simple illustrations. This was given to me by a Catholic priest, a powerful illustration of two illustrations that he was familiar with of the power of words. He told me about a church in a country village years ago where an altar boy was serving the priest on a Sunday mass. He accidentally dropped what is referred to as the cruet, C-R-U-E-T, cruet of wine. The village priest struck the altar boy on the cheek and in a gruff whisper said, "Leave the altar and don't ever come back." That boy grew up to be Tito, the communist leader, I believe, of Yugoslavia years ago. Now, I'm not saying because that priest did that, that's why Tito became a communist leader. But it's an interesting connection, to say the least. And then the Catholic priest told me this story. He said, contrast that with the cathedral of a large city where an altar boy was serving the bishop at Sunday Mass. He accidentally dropped the cruet of wine. With a warm twinkle in his eyes, the bishop gently whispered, "Son, someday you will be a priest. Someday you will be a priest." That boy grew up to be the Archbishop Fulton Sheen of New York, one of the most dynamic speakers of the 1950s and 60s on television and radio. I remember being in Columbus, Ohio at a McDonald's, listening to the radio, drinking a cup of coffee, listening to this powerful sermon. I said, "I've never heard this man before. Who in the world is this?" And it was an old rerun of Fulton Sheen giving a powerful message on the cross that I had never heard him speak before. And you have two contrasting stories of where two things happen to two boys involving words. Words have power. And my point in telling those stories is this: all of us can reach back into memory and remember the things that people have said to us, and yet sometimes we have amnesia, total amnesia of the things that we have said. And perhaps that statement's true with you. We continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.